Welcome to the NewsRound Finance podcast for Wednesday evening, March 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Benzinga and Direction to host a iInvesting bootcamp for retail traders. Benzinga and Direction are teaming up to host an iInvesting bootcamp for retail traders. The event will focus on AI, market momentum, and opportunities in high-growth sectors. Market experts will discuss the AI boom, risks, volatility, positioning strategies, public companies in AI, and Direction funds. The bootcamp aims to provide insights on navigating momentum-driven markets. Tune in on March 12th at 11 a.m. ET on Benzinga.com.
With uplisting to NYSE American complete, BirchTech is focused on growth. BirchTech Corp CEO Richard McPherson discussed the company's recent uplisting to the NYSE American Exchange on Benzinga All Access. The move provides BirchTech access to institutional investors and third-party analysis coverage, boosting liquidity and interest in the stock. McPherson highlighted the timing of the uplisting with BirchTech's expansion into the clean water market, with capital raised supporting the business's growth.
Platinum starts the week shaky as oil shocks upend markets. Platinum saw a shaky start to the week, closing near $2,150 on Monday. The rebound of the precious metal is being tempered by oil price shocks, a stronger dollar, and higher U.S. Treasury yields. Persistent deficits in global markets and supply concentration in one region are key factors affecting platinum prices. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are closely monitoring these developments.
Record gold prices are reshaping opportunities for emerging producers. The Fluor Minerals Inc. has seen a surge in gold prices due to inflation concerns and geopolitical uncertainty, driving investor interest. The company is advancing its position in Kwekes Abitibi Gold Belt with positive drilling results and progress on its Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill. Lafleur is strategically combining exploration success with existing infrastructure to strengthen its foothold in the rising gold market.
The world's best cybersecurity vendors blocked 31% of attacks in the recent MITRE, ATT, and CK enterprise evaluations. However, VectorCertain's secure agent outperformed them all by blocking 100% of the simulated attacks. This highlights a significant gap in the industry's ability to prevent cyber threats, with identity attacks going completely unblocked by all 9 vendors tested.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRant Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.